168th Street from here?
I think if you just keep going where you're going. I'm not familiar with the neighborhood. You'll get there. I saw a picture of a guy sitting underneath a 1,000-mile sign.
Sitting in the morning sun.
Well, actually, it was last night.
Sitting in the evening moon.
Did you compose a sonnet for 1,000 ray miles, or...
I did compose a sonnet for 1,000 ray miles.
Would you care
to... 14 lines, iambic pentameter, and with the proper ABDE, whatever in the heck, rhyme scheme it was supposed to have.
Yeah, I can't follow it.
However, when I perused it in a slightly, not greatly, improved state of mind this morning, I asked myself the same question that my former Latin teacher had asked me once when I shared some poetry I had written with her.
In Latin?
No, in English. Okay. But she was an English teacher and Latin teacher, and as an adult, we stayed friends. And I asked myself, I could hear her voice as I looked at this, and I said, or I heard her voice say, "Ray, were you drunk when you wrote this?" And so, with complete clarity of thought, I then completed, not a sonnet, but a free verse piece of work for the lovely and talented Vashavi, who worked on my feet a number of days ago and got me to where I can continue going around at all. And she is departing from us today after many, many days of helping with Nedruvi and many other runners. And so I feel more significant than the sonnet for my accomplishment of this mere 1,000 miles.
Okay.
Was this piece of work that I will present to her today before she boards her plane home to the Netherlands.
Do you happen to have it committed to memory?
I do not. It is a more extensive piece of work, close in scope to a sonnet, because it is, in fact, 18 lines.
Ah.
And I would not tarnish the sentiment expressed by committing it to memory and risking losing some of the nuances that I intend to convey to her as she flies home to the Netherlands.
Regardless of your memory of your scribblings, you got 1,000 miles. You had to really kind of push a little lot of ray miles out yesterday to get to that 1,000, right? It was a.
I kind of cheated. I had it set up so I could back in, and actually went off an hour early. I had hoped to feel slightly better today, and I do feel somewhat better, but a little laggy. So I'm hoping I actually wake up as the sun comes up, and I hear the singing, and I hear the birds, and you accost us with the camera and the microphone. So we'll see. You know, I'm sitting right on, I look at the papers, I'm sitting right on 40.04. There's something symmetrical about that as I start the day. And okay, I'm not up to the task of 59.627 a day, but if I can keep the 40, maybe inch it up, maybe my second 1,000 can be a minute and 12 seconds faster than my first, and I'll feel I've accomplished something. Who knows? You know, so I'm taking it one day at a time. Literally every sidewalk line is a victory. And I'm just going to continue enjoying and continuing the fellowship of this entire group, the runners, the timekeepers, the food preparers, everybody that I come across in this. It is more than surpassed my expectations.
There's the number four again. Thank you, Ray.